You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. This is a strange phrase, isn't it? To be strengthened by grace. We usually don't think of grace as strength. We think of it as maybe softness, forgiveness, or kindness. But Paul knew something deeper. That grace isn't just something we receive once. It's a fuel that keeps us going. When Paul wrote 2 Timothy, he was in prison. He was chained like a criminal. He was nearing the end of his life, which was by beheading, by the way. Yet he still had a heart burning for the gospel. And his words echo across time to every believer who has ever felt weary, unsure, or afraid. To those who feel that the tank has run dry. Even to those who feel tired in their faith. You're praying, but the answers seem slow. Folks, the Christian life isn't easy. Life drains us. Work pressures, failures, people's expectations, even our own mistakes. Can't run a car on an empty tank. Neither can you run your soul on an empty one either. You have to keep going. All right, Pastor, but how? By being strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus also said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in what? Amen, weakness. Now, grace, in light of that, isn't just a pardon. It is provision. It fills you. It fills you when you need energy. It is your energy. But it's also your patience, and it's also hope, for when your hope runs dry. Also, grace is not a one-time event that happens at salvation. It is a daily fuel source for your life. Because grace empowers us to get back up when we fall, to forgive when it hurts, and to love when it's hard. It's hard to love. Also, grace isn't permission to stay the same. It is power to change. So, let me tell you a story. There was once a delivery driver, worked long hours, just trying to hold his life together, so he's exhausted. His marriage was struggling. His son barely spoke to him. One Friday evening after another long shift, his truck ran out of gas on a lonely and dark back road. So, like any of us would, he got out, got frustrated, he got angry, yelling, said to himself, figures, just like everything, empty. Starts to rain. After walking a mile in the rain, he finds a small gas station, goes inside. Inside was an elderly man behind the counter. So he walks in and says, truck's out of gas, I'll fill up a can. In response, the man working there poured him a cup of coffee, and he said, here, on the house, sometimes people just need a little grace to get home. To that, the driver hesitated. Huh? Grace? The old man smiled. Grace is fuel, son. Sometimes it's the only thing that keeps us going. And that simple act hit right to the heart. Man took the coffee, filled his can, and drove home. Next morning, he told his son about the man at the gas station, and for the first time in a long time, they talked. They laughed. They even fixed the truck together. And so he realized something that day, that grace didn't just fill his tank, it refilled his heart. So to be strengthened by grace means to let grace refill you what life has emptied. Refill what life has emptied. I want you to take notice how Paul doesn't tell Timothy to be strong in himself. Doesn't tell him to be strong in discipline. Have your wonderful talent shine forth. Your knowledge. Be strong in those things. No. Be strong in grace. A lot of people think grace means God letting you off the hook. No. Grace is much more than that. Grace is God giving you power to start again. Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. See, grace didn't just save Paul, it strengthened him and it fueled his very calling. And grace isn't just for salvation. It's for every day after you get saved. When your strength runs out, then grace steps in. You have no more patience. Grace gives you one more ounce of patience, which turns into love. So when your faith feels dry, grace simply whispers, keep going, keep going. Grace is not a one-time refill. Once again, it's a daily source. We remember our baptism because it's a daily source, a power just to remember it. That's coming up, that word remember. Paul goes on to use three vivid images, one the soldier, two the athlete, and three the farmer. He said, soldiers must keep focused, not get distracted. See, distraction is one of the enemy's greatest weapons. The athlete, he said, competes by the rules. And that's because in the Christian life, shortcuts never produce lasting victory. How about the farmer? Hardworking. The farmer must have a lot of patience. He has to wait for a crop. He has to wait for plants to grow. And even though he doesn't see that fruit right away, he keeps on sowing. So those three examples focus on how to be strong and how to endure. When you're tired, when life seems like a battle or a race that you cannot finish, remember, there it is, remember what or who? Jesus. Jesus. Remember Jesus in his humanity. Yes, fully God, but fully man, because in humanity, it is true that Jesus did and can say, I know pain, and I know what pain and suffering feels like. I really, really do. Remember, crucified, died, and buried. Remember that even then, when he was in the grave, his word was not bound. It was grace in the making. And now risen from the dead, his resurrection means he's still alive and victorious. So, in his humanity, he walked our road, but in his divinity, he conquered sin and death. And that guarantees that his grace will never, ever run out. Yes, grace is God's undeserved favor, but it's also God's empowering presence. It's what allows you to keep believing, keep forgiving, keep serving when you have no strength. So you do not need to be the strongest person in the room. You just need to stay connected to the one who is. All right, Pastor, that sounds wonderful, nice and dandy, but I want to see it. I want to see this grace. Show me this grace stuff, because in the moment, I don't see it. I can see a person filling up a car. I can see a person filling up a tank with gasoline. Yes, you are going to see it today. You can see grace filling up your tank. You get to today. Today. From his table to your mouth. And guess what? It's on the house for you to take and eat, take and drink. And it is what will get you home, the heavenly home for sure. For, Paul goes on, the saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we will live with him. What that is right there, it's a creed. That section of scripture that he breaks out in is a creed. It's a confession like we're going to say after this message. And that confession is founded wholly on God's character, God's faithfulness, which his character is not based on our fuel tanks, but it's based on his. And that is the heart of hope. You could say before each of those lines of the creed that Paul proclaims, you could put if we. So, you can say, I believe if we believe Christ is faithful. And that's what keeps us going. You need to understand now, though, that we have already died with him. We died with him in the past when he died for us on the cross. And we therefore are assured that we will also live with him eternally. And so that is why we must stay focused on Christ. See him. When the world pulls at your attention, it will, with worry, temptation, even busyness, remember Jesus. In fact, do everything in remembrance of him. And that's our confession of faith. Be strong, but not in yourself. Be strong in grace. Endure like a soldier, athlete, and farmer. But stay focused, disciplined, and patient, because you're remembering Jesus, the risen Lord who cannot be defeated. Trust his faithfulness, even when yours falters. And when we remember Christ, that's when his grace overflows. And then what happens is, grace doesn't just stop with you. It spreads through you. Every believer here has someone to reach and teach this grace to. And in that way, the gospel keeps moving forward. And God can use you to carry it, be his vehicle of delivery. Every time the delivery driver filled his truck up from then on out, he thought of that day when he ran out of fuel. See, he had begun to live differently. He was no longer powered by guilt, anger, exhaustion, but just by small doses of grace. But a few months later, he passed that same gas station, and he looks, and wait a minute, because the sign out front had been replaced. It now read, Grace Station, fuel for the road ahead. And he didn't need any gas that day, but he pulled in anyway, just to say hi, just to say thanks. Power for when you're running on fumes, for when you fall, power that will change you. But don't use grace as a backup plan. Don't use it for failure. Use it as the remembrance of... You do stuff in remembrance every day. You're going to do it when you start your car. Remember what I was just speaking about today. The engine. When you start your car, that's what keeps faith alive. Jesus is starting you. He's starting you when your heart's empty, when your strength's gone, when you feel like you have nothing left, when you're at the pit. He says, I can work with that. I got some grace to fill your tank. I don't want you to do it, so you can't get out of there. Let me. I got the can. So, dear church, hear Paul's words again. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Keep driving. Keep forgiving. Keep hoping. Because grace is the fuel that keeps you moving. I want you to simply fill up with it today. Acknowledge that's what you're doing. No, not at a gas station, but at the altar of grace. Let Christ pour his strength into your soul and remind you you are forgiven, you are loved. By that, there will always be enough grace in the tank to get you home. In the name of Jesus, amen.